This is the Allegheny Front. Earlier, we were considering the mental health stress of an environment that keeps changing, frequently not for the better. But lately, we've been getting office help from someone whose outdoor exploration has been making us a little more hopeful about our future. At just 15 years old, Pittsburgher Aiden Place is an established birder. He joined me in our studios to talk about some of his experiences. So Aiden, welcome to the Allegheny Front.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you've been interested in birds for a long time, and we talked earlier, so I know you get asked a lot about whether there was this one bird that opened your eyes, but you know, you said you don't necessarily have one, but you kind of got started at 5 years old. Anything you can remember about those early days of birding?
I remember always being very interested in birds in general and the bird life around me. But I really wasn't I wasn't focused on birds per se until I guess maybe 4 years ago now. Seeing a hooded warbler on my family's farm in Greene County, it was really the moment that really got me hooked on birds and birding. So,
was there something about it? What do you know? Do you think the sound, the look of it?
Yeah, they're a bright yellow warbler with a black hood on them, and it was very close. It came down within 6 or 7 feet, sitting on a tree above me, and I was walking through the woods, and it kind of got me.
Was calling to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a reason that you would say you think birds are important to you?
Yeah, I've often thought about that, why I like birds more, per se. I don't know.
More than, I don't know what, snakes? I don't know.
Yeah, or mammals or anything like that, yeah. Well, they are convenient to watch. In my experience, it's easier to find large numbers of birds than it is to find large numbers of mammals or large numbers of snakes. Obviously, I don't know as much about snakes or mammals, so I can't say for sure. But I don't know. They're very beautiful. They're aesthetically pleasing.
Tell me about the kinds of things you write on your blog, Pennsylvania Birding.
Yeah, I started that, 2 years ago now, to write about, whenever I go birding. I didn't really expect that it would, I would write in as much as I do now. But I just generally write whenever I go birding. Whenever I go on a birding trip, I tend to compile it. And since I take some photos too, I tend to put those in. So, yeah.
And you take real nice photos.
Thank you.
You travel with your family to do birding in England and other parts of the world. So you might be thinking of changing the name, right? From Pennsylvania Birding.
Yeah, I came up with a name. When I first started it, I didn't really know what kind of a name I wanted to put on it, so I just kind of put a generic title, and then I just haven't found a time to change it, so yeah, that's why it's a sort of generic
name. What are some of your favorite bird anecdotes from Pennsylvania or around the world?
When I was in, we went down to Florida 1 year for spring break, and I was really hoping to find a mangrove cuckoo, and supposedly they're very, very difficult to find before they start calling. So I figured my chances were pretty unlikely, but I was going to a few locations that have held them in the past. And I got very lucky. I was on a trail in Everglades National Park, and I just happened to look up at the right moment, and there was a mangrove cuckoo sitting on a tree above the trail. And if I hadn't looked up at that moment, I would have missed it. And I've always considered that a highlight. That was really fun. I think what else?
What does it look like, mangrove cuckoo? I would imagine it being very colorful, but maybe not.
It's not terribly colorful though. The appeal is more like the mystique, I guess, around it. That they're hard, very difficult birds to find. That they're very range restricted in the U.S. They're only found in southern Florida, in the United States, that is. And they're a fairly brown. They're like a sort of, I guess, cream color, I guess you could say. Not entirely brown, but not entirely brightly colored either. The cuckoo-shaped bird, yeah.
Okay. And it makes the cuckoo call, that like the clock that one would expect? Or
Not quite, no. The cuckoo clock sound comes from the common cuckoo, which is the European, typical European cuckoo, whereas the North American, the three North American cuckoo species, plus I guess the Anis and the Roadrunner, which are related in the same family, make sort of different calls that aren't quite the same as that, yeah.
You're going to a bird camp soon in Arizona. What do you anticipate doing and seeing there?
Where the area of Arizona I'm going to is an area that has a lot of species which aren't found elsewhere in the United States. And I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the bird life and other wildlife of the area. It's not entirely focused on birds. It is a birding camp, but seeing all the other wildlife and nature things in the area should be a lot of fun too.
Like what kind of birds?
Painted redstart and red-faced warbler. Those are two birds that are restricted to the area. A lot of southwestern desert species, like cactus wren, verdin, phainopepla, sulfur-bellied flycatcher.
You've attended other bird camps, and you told me there are 5 or 6 around the country for young people. What's it like? What have you experienced in the past? You know, how many people are there?
I've been to one before, which is at Hog Island, and it was also combined with...
This is Maine.
Yes, Hog Island, Maine. Sorry, yeah. And that was a camp that's also combined with adult camps that run at the same time in the same place. So there, I think they were maybe 15 other birders.
Young birders,
yeah. So there was a good number. I've also been to the American Birding Association leads a young birder conference every year in Delaware. And there were actually a very large number of young birders there. So yeah, the birding community is becoming increasingly filled with younger people, and it's really quite awesome. Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking.
Thank you.
This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan. I've been talking with Aiden Place. He is a Pittsburgher, a 15-year-old birder, and he's off to bird camp soon. We wish him well. And we've got more words on birds at the Twitter handle AFBirds. There are photos too.